Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on June 15th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com, the new, improved SouthBayByJackie.com, and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Oh, Joe, I'm doing fabulous.
I love the updates. They really, and the website seems a lot faster.
Yes, it is. That's funny you mention that. You know why? I used to have a calendar box. If you went down the right to the right side and scroll down a little bit, there was a calendar, you know, like January, February, with, you know, with all the dates that you could click on to see what was happening a particular day. And that was taking up all, it was taking a long time to load. So I got rid of it because, quite frankly, nobody's using it.
Right.
So we got rid of that, and that speeded things up quite a bit.
Wow. I mean, it is, what a difference.
Yeah, we're, as I said, we're making improvements. What do you think of the new header photos?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at a photo of a sailboat on a sparkling ocean right now, and it's gorgeous.
It is. Well, we live in a beautiful place. Yeah. It wasn't too difficult to find great photographs
right.
of the South Bay, and I my focus is always that, you know, we live at the ocean, so that's why it's all pictures of the beach. So,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, we're still tweaking and honing here and there, but you know, you need to update every so often.
It's really quite exciting and engaging, and I think both new people and people that already know you very well will get a lot of out of this new what do you call it? Resurfacing, relaunch,
rejuvenating, rehab, I don't know, updates.
Wow, and it's obvious that they did the updates with an eye towards mobile, because mobile is everything.
Yes.
I mean, if
your
website's not mobile ready, you're dead in the water.
Yeah, sure.
People can't see you.
And as I always like to say, if you're not changing, you're stagnant.
Yes.
You know, you gotta constantly update. So that's all going well. I'm very, very happy with it.
Awesome.
I hope the new logo catches on as quickly as the old logo did. you know, it's very funny because, you know, I go to a lot of events and I'm introduced to people and I shake their hand and I say my name with one hand and I'm handing them my card with the other, and the name doesn't ring a bell, but the minute that they see my card and my logo, they're like, oh yeah, I get your weekend guide, or oh yeah, I follow your website, you know, stuff like that. So let's just hope the new logo catches on.
No, you're very consistent in your marketing now, and again, the website is just perfect on a mobile device.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I used it the last 5 days because I was mobile.
Yeah.
I had a nice little vacation.
Well, I'm so glad you're rested. Tan.
Yes, I was out in Palm Springs for 5 days. It was in the hundreds. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
We stayed at a fairly new. The renovation was done in 2013. I think they've only been open since 2014. Mm-hmm. A new boutique hotel. You know how in Palm Springs they have they had a lot of motels.
Mm-hmm.
What did they used to call motels? Road something? Road.
Road Inn?
Motor Inns. Yeah. They have. I don't know if hundreds, maybe, in Palm Springs. And many of them were designed by architects that went on to become quite famous, Albert Frey and some other people. And they, I guess in the 70s, 80s, they just kind of went out of fashion and they were shuttered up and they just sat there in the desert. And, you know, in the desert, nothing corrodes, you know.
Right.
So people are buying them and really doing great rehab jobs on them. And this one was called this one was actually built in the 1930s, mm-hmm, by an actor. Mm-hmm. And this couple bought it, and they as I said, 100% rehab. They just gutted the place. I mean, the original structures are still there, but they redid the whole thing. And it's called Two Sparrows. Two Sparrows or Two Sparrows Lodge, I'm not sure which.
That's fantastic.
And they did a beautiful job. Beautiful job. And the facilities were gorgeous. The rooms were gorgeous. Get this, no telephone, no TVs, no alarm clocks.
Yeah.
Go into the room and there's nothing electric. There are no LED lights looking at you from anywhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't think of it for the first 2 or 3 days. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I went to look for an alarm clock and I didn't see an alarm clock. And I thought, you know something? Hotels today don't need telephones, alarm clocks,
right,
and phones because we all have it in our hand.
Isn't that incredible? Yes, of course.
Yeah. We all have it in. I could have watched whatever TV. I could have set my alarm. I could make any phone calls I wanted to from my device.
Right.
So they don't need to put those in rooms anymore.
Right.
And the staff was amazing, and the food was amazing. And basically, for 5 days, I laid on my chaise lounge at the pool. I read 3 books. and I just I soaked and I read and I slept and I ate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was fabulous. Yeah.
Sparrows Lodge.
Two Sparrows Lodge.
Oh.
I think it was called, yeah, Two Sparrows.
It's in Palm Springs, right?
Yeah. And it's right in town. It's right in town. It's right in Palm Canyon Road. And, you know, Palm Springs has a bunch of great restaurants and stuff.
With exposed wooden beams.
Yeah.
And a concrete divider I see in one room that just looks amazing.
Yeah, they have stone. Yeah, everybody has their own private patio, and they did a beautiful job. So anyway, it was JB that said to me last Wednesday, I need to get out of town. I need a break.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't just drop everything and go. Well, I did. And I needed a little break too, and it was nice to see the blue skies.
Awesome. There's a lot to talk about, but we're going to talk about what's happening in Redondo Beach, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah, we had a guest lined up today. We were going to talk to somebody from Zena's Flaming Grill.
Right.
In Redondo Beach, right on PCH. I know a lot of you know that it was featured on Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, Chef Gordon Ramsay's, his television show, that mean guy.
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple of times. I've seen that particular show, you know, because, you know, when Redondo Beach, it's like, oh, it's on, you know, or when somebody from the South Bay is on The Bachelor or something, you know, we all watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's one of the few restaurants that's been on that show that remains open.
Mm.
You know, a lot of those restaurants didn't make it, but Zena's has. And as I said, we were supposed to have somebody from there on the show this morning, but we tried calling them several times, and we can't get in touch with them. So we're gonna we left him the number to call in, and we're hoping that he gets the message and he calls in, and we can go to him. But in the meantime, we're gonna talk about what's happening in Redondo Beach.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, first thing that we were going to discuss, which is coming up tonight, June 15th, the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce presents The Mixer and the grand opening of Soul tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. Soul is the new event space at the Crown Plaza Hotel.
What a great time to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they really are they've got their finger on the pulse of what's needed now, because you were just talking about the change in hotels and motels and how they don't need an alarm clock. They don't really – I mean, they have phones still in major hotels, but, you know, there's a less of a need for personal electronics because we all have one. And all these companies that are working out of their homes or their – decentralized, they need meeting spaces and conferencing space.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Have you been to this the Crown Plaza space?
No. It's tonight. I'm going tonight.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, they're combining it. It's the monthly mixer that the chamber does.
Right.
And they're combining it with the grand opening of Seoul.
Right.
The cool new event space at Crown Plaza Hotel. Guests can enjoy great networking at the newest event space in town. And, of course, the mixer is designed to expand your business and social networks. So, you know, bring a smile, bring plenty of business cards. You know, the chamber events are always a ton of fun. Admission for chamber members is $5 and $20 for non-members. So it's not just for chamber members. It's for anybody out there.
Right.
Anybody out there, whether you belong to the chamber or not. You want to see what's going on in your town? Show up. For additional information, you can register ahead of time. You can visit the website at redondochamber.org, and you can go on and register early, or you can just pay at the door if you want. And Crown Plaza Hotel is located at North Harbor Drive in Redondo Beach, you know, we all know where that is. Are you going to go?
I have to work.
Oh, Joe, you got to get.
I know, but I got lots of exciting stuff going on. I have to work.
Okay, all right. Well, somebody has to, since I was on vacation, right?
Yeah.
So anybody that's listening, we're all going to be down at Seoul tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How do you spell that?
S-O-L.
S-O-L.
I believe it is Spanish for sun.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the old splash space.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that must be it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Go down, say hello. I don't know if our friend Maria Elena Castillo will be working tonight. She's the concierge over there. She does a great job.
Awesome.
So that's happening tonight at Crown Plaza. And then another upcoming event is This is going to happen June 24th. The Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is going to host, it's called A Tasteful Night with Friends, on Friday, June 24th, from 6 to 10 p.m. again at the Crown Plaza. And the event features the 109th Community Awards and Installation of Directors.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's like a big deal. It's dinner, and, you know, they do all these community awards, and they, you know, bring in – that, you know, I guess the directors for the chamber and all that, and admission is $80 a person.
Yeah.
And again, Redondo Beach is—it's always a fun event, you know.
Yeah.
All the usual suspects are there.
But 109th.
109th. Yeah.
That's pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in our intro, do we say for over 100 years? I know, or 108 years. Do you remember?
Yeah,
it's 108. Yeah, so we'll have to update that. I'll have to re-record that commercial. And so, next time I'll just say for over 100 years.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, you can register for that as well on the Redondo Beach, RedondoChamber.org website. And again, the Crown Plaza is located at 300 North Harbor Drive in Redondo Beach. And let's just mention, before we go on with events, there have been a couple of important kind of businessy things going on that we should mention. Monday night was there was a rally prior to the Harbor Commission meeting regarding the waterfront project.
Right.
Did you know about that?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I was planning to go to it, but as I said, my husband needed to get out of town for a few days, so we ended up taking off on Friday. So I didn't make it.
Right.
But apparently there was a really good turnout, and the Harbor Commission is going to meet again next month. I guess they're doing a handful of these. Isn't that a little this, whatever? Anyway, excuse me. Apparently they have taken several of the comments that the community has commented on and made some changes. I think one of the big ones was that originally there was supposed to be one giant parking structure, and from what I understand, now they've changed it to two separate parking structures that won't be as big as the original one, which I know a lot of people were screaming about. I think it was going to be like a four-level parking structure, and now that they've separated it, you know, they won't be as, what's the word I'm looking for?
Massive?
No, the parking structure itself. Instead of having one giant parking structure, they've split it in half. So I think that will probably make some people happy. And there was other stuff about the boat ramp.
Uh-huh.
Where they decided to do that, although I'm not clear on the details on that.
But what you're saying is there are going to be fewer parking spots.
No. The original plan was they had one large parking.
Sure. Okay.
Structure. From what I understand, instead of making it one giant one, they split it in half, so it's going to be, I think, at two separate locations within the marina.
Ah. Well, that's probably a great idea, because it's going to be accessible from two different locations.
Well, that too.
That's great.
Yeah, that's too. But I think the bigger issue was a lot of people thought it was going to be just this massive structure,
mm-hmm.
Where this will lower the what's the word I'm looking for, the volume, the
okay.
size.
Yeah.
So apparently they came back and, as I said, they listened to community members' comments and they made some changes. If anybody is listening and they were at this meeting and they know any of these details, if you want to call in,
yes.
and let us know, that would be great.
714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288.
Yeah, so that's still going on, because you know there's been a lot of back and forth with that waterfront project, and I, you know me, how long ago did I jump into the mix? Which I normally try to stay out of these things, but
yeah.
I really believe this is very, very needed. As a matter of fact, well, forget it, I won't get into that. And the other event I believe was last night. There was, I think it was the city council meeting or the planning commission regarding the Legato project,
mm-hmm.
Which is at the corner. It's the old Bristol Farms at the corner of Palos Verdes Boulevard and PCH,
mm-hmm.
The old Bristol Farms and the Palos Verdes Hotel. That corner there, Legato is the developer, and they're trying to do something. And they brought forth they've been back and forth between the planning commission and the city council, back and forth, and a lot of changes have been made there. So there was a meeting on that last night. So again, if anybody went to that meeting last night and wants to bring us up to date on what went down there, please do so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to give the number again?
714-242-5288.
Yes. And another big change is the Riviera Village Farmers Market,
mm-hmm.
Which happens on Avenue I. It's been there for several years now. Avenue I between the Esplanade and Catalina.
Oh, right.
They're going to be moving it. It currently happens on Fridays from 3 to 7. That was the old time, but they're moving it to
Sunday.
They're moving it to Sunday, and they're moving it into the triangle in Riviera Village. The triangle is the triangular parking lot. Trader Joe's is on one side.
Right.
The post office used to be on the other side. Now it's a bank.
Yeah.
Across the street from Cartier.
Right.
And on the other side, there's a big real estate office. I'm not sure. And there's a big dry. It's a big triangular parking space in the middle of the village. So that's going to be moved from Friday. They're moving it over there to Sunday mornings. So this will be interesting because when do you go to farmers? You know, I always think of farmers markets as happening in mornings.
Mornings is good. I love Manhattan on Tuesdays. I don't get to go very often because that's a difficult day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I'm there.
Yeah, Sunday. I think this will be a really good change. I think a couple of the issues were the old location, and I think this is happening very soon, like in the next week or two, if it hasn't happened already. As I said, I've been out of town for 5 days, so I'm not up to date on everything.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a big move because their old location on Avenue I, it was only and here come the trash trucks. The old location on Avenue I was only like a half a block.
Right.
So it was limited as to how many vendors they could get in there. I think they maybe only had a dozen vendors there. So you don't get the variety,
right,
you know, stuff is when you have more space. So moving it to the triangle, there's going to be a lot more space. And I think I read someplace that there was going to be 40 to 60 vendors,
mm-hmm,
which will be huge.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I also heard, that there's a farmer's market in Palos Verdes on Sunday. And I read someplace that was what was moving to Riviera Village. Now, I'm not sure about that. So, again, if anybody out there is listening and knows anything about the Riviera Village Farmers Market move, mm-hmm, and they want to call in and tell us about it, please do so. Again, Joe, you want to give out the number?
Again, of course. 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. We want to know what's going on with these farmers markets.
Yeah. So that's important. I think moving it to Sunday morning will be big because Friday between 3 and 7, I don't know that it was ever the best time. It may
don't
have been
people
great.
Work anymore?
Well, yeah, that's one thing. People are working. And what I liked about it was, on your way home from work, you can stop. You can pick something up for dinner. But I on Fridays, I think that's tough. I think people just have a lot more going on Fridays.
Right.
And Sunday morning, you know, perfect time, you know, whether you're going out for your walk with your dog, your bike ride, you're coming back from church. I think there's a lot more opportunity for people to stop by on a Sunday. And some days are just Friday evenings are hectic. Sunday mornings, I think, are a lot more leisurely.
Fantastic.
And that's my 2 cents on the Riviera Village. So anything going on with you in particular?
I'm excited to work on my software again. I'm working on that and really excited about that. And it has something.
I was asking specifically if there's anything exciting happening going on in Redondo.
Yeah, I live a very dull life.
I know. I have to drag you out more often.
You do. Soon.
Yeah.
I have never gotten over the Big Lucky and Nick Ariando.
Oh.
I will never get over that.
That was a great show. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a great show. Well, look it. If you're perusing my website, you know that there is no shortage of events happening this summer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Before I get to the next event. I don't know, you being in the business that you're in,
mm-hmm,
you probably are aware of this, but about, I don't know, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, did you notice anything happening with any of the websites that you work with? Because I know that Google is messing with their algorithms again.
You know, we talk about it regularly. I just haven't been in contact with those guys in the office.
Okay, yeah. My numbers, I know the minute Google does something, because my numbers take a nosedive. It's unbelievable. Huh. I'll go literally on Friday, I'll have 4,000 page views.
Yeah.
The next day, 400.
Yeah.
And this happens like once a year.
Right.
It happened last year in August. I can tell you the date. It happened somewhere between August 13th and August 15th.
Yeah.
You know, and it's happening again. And it takes about 2 weeks to recover. To get your numbers back. But at this point, I'm hating Google right now.
I wanted to know how your numbers were. And
the numbers are going great. We're expected to have 1 million unique visitors this year.
Yeah.
You get 3,000 page views a day.
Right.
You know, that's 90,000 page views a month.
Right.
You know, you hit 1 million fairly easily doing that. And we've just been charging along and doing great.
Right.
And then Google hits some buttons and everybody suffers for it.
Well, you know, it will be better. They say that real content will always win, and that's what their goal.
Well, I've got the content.
You are real. You are not some link bait site from China. No, you're real. Real content.
Thanks for telling everybody that, Joe. I appreciate that. Link bait? Is that what you call it? Link
bait? That's
what
you call it. Link bait. That's when people in some foreign country put a website up that has all the – it says California, 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 California. And they're supposed to get all these hits from people searching for California stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, right. But you're
I could see how they would think that I am, because I have links to everything.
You are a very suspicious website, but when you get into it, people will realize. And, of course, it changes. So that's how they're going to know that you're a real site.
Oh, okay.
The link bait sites are
What was the bad. Other – you used another term one time, black hat?
Oh, yeah, right. Black hat versus white hat hacking or programming, yeah.
I thought it had to do with links.
Yeah, it's called black hat SEO.
Okay, all right. But because of the nature of my website, I'm a calendar of events,
right.
And I put the basic information up there of the event, but then I always put a link
right.
to the event sponsor, who's ever the sponsor, not the sponsor, who's ever putting it on.
Right.
So if I'm – our next thing I wanted to talk about is the Redondo Pier Summer Music Concert Series,
mm-hmm.
Which will be starting next month. You know, I have the event listed on my website, and then I put a link to redondopier.com.
Sure.
So if people want more details, they can go to the site. So I can see why my site would be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. But high-quality information, I mean, that's the thing, is your site should be right at the top of Google these days for any of this stuff like – what do I want to know? I want to know
if you put things. If you put what's happening in the South Bay or things to do in the South Bay, I do come up number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you put in live music venues in the South Bay, I come up number one.
Right.
You know, you put in South Bay events. What's happening? I'm up there.
Man, oh man, your Actualized Visions is doing a fantastic job.
Speaking of,
yeah,
we need to do a station break and a commercial.
Okay, well, I guess we should, but I'm telling you, Jackie, South Bay live music, you're dominating.
Yeah.
Dominating. This is very good. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about what's going on in Redondo Beach, and we want to talk about that some more when we come back, but we'd love to get your comments on questions, your comments and or questions, certainly about the renovations going on with the harbor, and if you have some information about that, we'd love for you to call, and if you have any information about the Legato renovations they're doing some project.
Redevelopment.
Redevelopment.
Redevelopment, yeah.
We'd love to hear about that. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, we're going to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
So, you know, Jackie, if you type in South Bay Events, you're number three.
Yeah, that's a common term. So
that's a common term.
I do pop to the top once in a while. So
the website that comes up.
Nah. Oh, by the way.
You need to say that they're not South Bay. They're not.
Anyway, I just got an email from Mara over at the Chamber, and she was telling me that the guest that we were supposed to have on today, Raid Yunis, is the new owner of Zaina's Flaming Grill. And we've tried calling him, and we left a number, and he hasn't called in. So, Raid, if you're listening and you want to get on, give us a call.
Give us a call. 714-242-5288.
Yeah. So anyway, continuing on with more cool stuff that's coming up this summer.
Yeah.
One of our favorite events, the Redondo Pier Summer of Music Concert Series.
Yes.
Yeah, that's starting July 2nd. That's just a couple of weeks away. And they have a whole lineup of concerts they do every Thursday and Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. On the pier, right out there on the Horseshoe Pier. Do they still call it the Horseshoe Pier?
Yeah, but it's often referred to as the Octagon now.
No, the Octagon is the space.
Right.
The Octagon is not on the pier. It's the space.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There used to be a building there, and they tore it down. Now it's a big octagonal space that they do a lot of events at. You're right, but that's not on the pier. This is actually a band, live bands on the pier, the Never Ending Pier. I think that was another name for it. Every Thursday and Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. It starts July 2nd, and it runs through September 3rd. Mm-hmm. And these concerts are free, all right? They're free. Anybody can go, show up when you want. Bring a beach chair.
Right.
You know, bring your own beach chair so you can be comfortable. They have some seating up there. If you don't want to sit, you can dance.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you don't bring your own chair, you're going to stand or you're going to sit on the concrete.
Yeah. And I have the flyer on my website that lists all the bands. They're going to have rock and reggae, Motown and R&B, 90s rock, funk, soul, 60s, 70s, classic country, instrumental, surf, blues, rockabilly, reggae. Oh, they're doing a Doors tribute. Rockabilly, 80s rock, post-punk. Yeah, so they got you covered. So that's going to be on the Redondo Beach Pier, which is located at 100 Fisherman's Wharf in Redondo Beach. Do you go to those concerts, Jojo?
Yes. My wife often do go. Thursdays is convenient.
Yeah.
It usually isn't that crowded on Thursday. Saturday's, like, terribly crowded.
Yeah. Well, Thursday is the new Saturday, so people got to get with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hit a lot of them because, you know, we incorporate it into our bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Saturday we'll take our bike ride north. We'll go way north, and then we'll come back and we'll stop there. You know, maybe we'll get something to eat and something to drink and go out and enjoy some music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always a great event. That's the other thing. The summer concert series, you know, there's a lot of them around the South Bay.
Yes, there are. I rarely miss the ones in Hermosa.
Yeah, they do. Well, they do those in August.
Right.
They do, I think, every Sunday in August in Hermosa. And El Segundo has their concerts in the park series. I have all this information already posted on my website. The only one I haven't posted yet, because I haven't gotten the information, is the Malaga Cove concerts. So as soon as they post that information, I will put that information up. So the Redondo Pier Summer Concert Series, always a fun event and very family friendly. And of course, as I mentioned, that starts July 2nd. And what comes right after July 2nd?
Oh, July 3rd. July 4th. Oh.
Okay, yeah, July 4th. Oh, before we get to July 4th.
Yeah.
There is one other thing I want to mention, which is always a big. We're going back to June. We're going back to June 25th and 26th. You know what happens then?
No, what?
The Riviera Village Summer Festival.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about that.
That's always a big deal. The annual Riviera Village Summer Festival will take place Saturday, June 25th and Sunday, June 26th. It takes place from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days. And, again, admission is free. They're going to have over 250 vendor booths. They'll have arts and crafts, apparel, accessories, in addition to commercial, civic, and nonprofit organization exhibits, and a lot more. They have local acts and musicians will be performing live on the community stage both days. So that's fun. They're going to have the, for the kids, they have the carnival rides and games. Petting zoo, all that stuff is generally on Avenue I.
Mm-hmm.
They have the dunk tank, which I always enjoy doing. One of these days they have to get the local politicians up there. They got to get the mayor and the city council to do the dunk tank. That would be fun. And of course, for adults, they have the beer and wine garden. So you can sit back and you actually have the ocean view from the wine garden, the beer garden, and you can hear the music and you get the sea breeze. So that's always fun. And we always recommend leaving the car at home. You know, leave the car at home, walk, take your bike, use mass transit, use the buses. There's a free shuttle service to and from the South High parking lot. All right, so that's the way to go. You do not want to come down into Riviera Village because, first of all, they block off all the streets.
Right.
All right, so there's no cars in that area. And parking is always an issue every place anyway, so just leave the car at home. And it takes place on Catalina Avenue and surrounding streets from Avenue I to Pelisbury's Boulevard in Riviera Village in Redondo Beach. And if you want additional information on that, you can go to the website at RVSummerFestival.com. And on my website, if you go to the post for Riviera Summer Village Summer Festival, I have a video that we did last year.
Oh.
So you can see firsthand what it's all about. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the end of June, June 25th and 26th. And then right after that, the weekend after that, starting the Redondo Beach Summer Music Concert Series. And then what comes right after July 2nd again?
July 4th.
Yeah. So the 4th of July, we got, you know, a ton of stuff all over the South Bay. But how do you start it off? You start it off with the Village Runner 4th of July 5K run, walk, and firecracker dash. Right?
A run.
You can walk it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Yeah, the Village Runner presents the annual 4th of July 5K Run, Walk, and Firecracker Dash, sponsored by UCLA Health. And this, as I said, very popular event. Gets underway at 8 a.m. on Saturday, July 4th, in front of the Village Runner store in Riviera Village. Let me look at that real quick. Is the 4th of July on a Saturday, or do I have the wrong date in there? Hang on. Nope, it's a Monday. Sorry, I have to fix that. 4th of July is Monday. All right.
It's a Monday?
Yeah, it's a Monday. 4th of July is a Monday. I got to make a note here to fix that. I always like to think it falls on a Saturday.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. But, well, it's a long four-day weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a three-day weekend. A lot of people are going to take off Friday if July 4th is on a Monday.
Yeah, well, technically it's a three-day weekend. Technically, but a lot of people will stretch that out. They'll take the whole week off. The route starts on Catalina Avenue and heads north three blocks to Avenue I for a left turn west onto the Esplanade. And the course continues to Torrance Boulevard, where it makes a U-turn and retraces the route back to the finish line. There's going to be chip timing, water stations, refreshments, age division awards, and cash prizes to the top three overall male and female runners. And all participants will receive a 4th of July run T-shirt. So for more information on that, go to villagerunner.com, villagerunner.com/4th of July. And, again, that's also listed. The link and everything is on my website.
Awesome.
So that's big. And then right after that, I think the following weekend – yeah, the following weekend, July 11th, would that be the following weekend?
Yeah.
another very, very popular event, the Beach Cities Health District Summer Fitness Series, Zumba in the Park. Now, Joe, have you ever been to this?
No.
Have you ever driven by it?
Yeah, well, I've seen them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is huge. They get hundreds of people showing up for this.
Yeah.
All right, so Beach Cities Health District presents Zumba in the Park every Monday beginning July 11th through July 25th as part of the it goes through August 15th, but there's two different locations, so I'll get to that. You can dance your way into shape this summer. Every Monday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., the public is invited to participate and move at their own pace, and all ages are welcome. Free. Mm-hmm. All right? I think you just have to register when you get there, all right? And the schedule and locations. Okay, the first three Zumbas in the Park are going to be, Monday, July 11th, July 18th, July 25th. They're going to be at Lincoln Elementary School at 2223 Plant Avenue in Redondo Beach, all right? The first three are going to be held in that, at the elementary school. For the next three, August 1st, August 8th, August 15th, they're going to be held at Redondo Union High School. All right, so the first three are at one plate location, the next three are at another. And participants are encouraged to wear comfortable shoes and athletic clothing, and classes will be led by certified Zumba instructors from the Center for Health and Fitness. Yeah, so for more information on that, you can visit www.bchd.com. .org. That's our friends at the Beach Cities Health District. Yeah. So you gonna try and make it? It's a Monday night. Is Monday night good for you?
Monday nights are great for me. Well, you mean? Well, we'll see.
All right. Again, you got to get out more, Joe.
Well, Mondays are a late night for my wife. She generally is teaching piano till.
Ah, okay. And you went Zumba without her, huh?
Yeah, not really.
All right.
Now you get into situations when you Zumba without your...
Tell us, what kind of situation
you get into? Everybody's wearing leotards. It's a very fluid situation.
Okay. All right, okay. I've never had this issue, but okay, I believe you. I believe you could get into a situation. Oh, my. All right. And, well, continuing onward and upward.
Yeah.
A little further into July, July 14th. Now, this event is put on by the El Segundo and Manhattan Beach Chambers of Commerce, but all of the local chamber members are welcome. Hawthorne, Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach, they're all welcome to this. And this is a big annual event.
Would Bobby Christian be welcome?
Absolutely. Where's Bobby?
I don't know. Bobby,
I'm right
where
here.
Are you?
Bobby's
I'm
here.
Hey guys, I've been listening to everything that's going on through the next few weeks.
Oh, but you didn't get my email.
I actually just got your email. I just got it.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Like, oh, man. But all good, all good.
And Raid, are you with us?
Is Raid with
us? Yes, I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening to all these events, and I'm like, let me just keep listening until I find out where I'm going.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, listen, how about we're doing things a little backwards today, but we'll get to it. So let me just read through our intro for Raid, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So our late guest this morning is Raid Yunus from Zaina's Flaming Grill. Now, as a marketing and product management executive, Raid has honed his ability to define and drive marketing strategies and tactics. His background includes more than 20 years of experience worldwide in the telecommunications and high-tech industries with demonstrated skill and expertise in marketing strategy, product positioning, marketing mix optimization, lead generation, and product management. He has managed marketing budgets and advertising for the companies he consults, as well as product and retail store marketing. He has also created his own companies, including Harvard International Marketing Group and California Plus Telecom, which he built into a major market contender and later sold for $400 million to Carlos Slim.
No, not me.
Okay.
It was sold to its owner. That's the owner. I was just a consultant.
All right. Okay. He currently serves as the CEO of Sababa Partners, Inc., a complete management team of creative partners. Now, Raid, you're the new owner of Zaina's Flaming Grill, correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right. We weren't sure about that. It didn't say that in the bio.
No longer a consultant, so now you're going to be responsible for everything that happens.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
So anyway, as I'm sure all you locals know, Zaina's Flaming Grill is a local restaurant that was featured on Chef Gordon Ramsay's television show in 2014. But here's what's interesting. It's one of the few featured restaurants that remains open. Welcome to the program, Raid. Better late than never. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Now,
I wish I sold the company for $400 million, but it was sold for a few hundred million, and I was just the consultant, and it was a pretty good challenge. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. We have about 10 minutes. And I know that Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau has a few announcements he needs to make. So let's give him that time to make those announcements, and then we'll pick back up with you, Ray.
You got it.
I'll be real quick, Ray. So if I won't take too much time, maybe we can grow this business into a $400 million business for you if we give you a little more time on the radio. All right,
yeah,
so just touching base real quick, some stuff going on in Redondo Beach over these next few days. This afternoon, 5:30 to 7:30, is the mixer and grand opening at Soul. It's what it was once Splash at the Crown Plaza, but now it is Soul. I went there yesterday. It's in a really, really cool event space, amazing layout, really forward-thinking design, so definitely check that out today. And then we have the Health and Wellness Committee meeting next Tuesday, from noon to 1 p.m., that's the Health and Wellness Committee. So that's for the Chamber. And then for the Visitors Bureau, this weekend is, of course, Father's Day. So check out our hot dining page to see all the dining deals in Redondo Beach throughout the weekend, such as free beers at R10, Festa de Papa at Hosteria Piave, and there's also a Father's Day beer brunch at King Harbor Brewing. Also, one last thing. This weekend is going to be real hot, and not just because we're doing yoga on the pier. It's going to be a super hot weekend in L.A., so make sure you head down to the beach, stay cool. The water, no matter how hot the temperature is outside, you guys know great Southern California water is going to stay super chilly, so we can keep you cool all weekend down at the pier. And that's what I got to say. Now it's on to Ray.
Okay. All right.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, Bobby Christian. Thank you. So, we know that it's very difficult to establish a restaurant and to build it up. Now you have an established restaurant already. How are things doing? How's business?
Business is picking up every week. It's a challenge when it comes to the restaurant business. And a lot of people, when they go into businesses, they have different departments, and sometimes you can mix, you know, work and between departments. But with the restaurant, if you don't have a separate department operating separately, reporting to management separately, and act like it's a separate entity, if it doesn't do that, it won't work. It won't work efficiently. Maybe it works, but it's not efficiently. So we try to segregate the work. We try to, for example, there's some restaurants that you have a crew that comes in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they have the keys. There's nobody there. There's no employees there. There's no owner there. And they start, you know, cutting and fixing the line, preparing the lettuce and all that stuff. And then another crew about 5:30 in the morning, they come in, they have the keys after the other one left, and they start cleaning up the mess of the people that came in at 2 or 3 o'clock and sanitizing according to health department rules and codes and stuff. And then the owners and his crew come in at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever, and then they start fresh, and they don't have to go through they don't have to go through all that headache that comes in with restaurants owners trying to pick up the pieces from from the morning until the next morning. It doesn't work that way. So there's a way to do it, and there's a new revolution in this industry, and I wanted to piggyback on both both advantages. I call them advantages. So it's fun.
Right.
Any particular questions?
The revolution is having different crews come in and do different sort of major tasks at different times. Is that the revolution?
The revolution is, it could be defined into that. That's one item of it. The revolution could be defined in the game in the restaurant business has changed. Before it was to be a way of running it. Now, if you're on the publicity side, like the advantage we have at Zena, if you have any kind of publicity, like a TV show or a very famous chef talks to you about it or comes in and visits for some reason, that publicity could allow you to drive different departments and be well recognized. So we're in the growth freeway, if you want to call it, and it's faster and faster every day. The revolution comes from the online business, guys. It comes in where if you're on the social media and people are talking about you and people are looking at the show and you have a little bit of publicity, like the Kitchen Nightmare video that we have on YouTube, it drives business, whether they walk into you or they call in, for example, services like Grubhub, which we didn't have before. And Grubhub has your menu, or DoorDash, for example, they have your menu online. Amazon Prime customers now, they have our menu online, and any item they buy from online, they get that item. Like you buy a belt or you buy a shirt, and or maybe just because you're an online Amazon Prime client, you get a coupon and you get all these goodies online, and you could use them whether you call in and they bring it to you, they bring you the food to your work or to your house, or you walk in and use the coupon. It's amazing. The game has changed from old school restaurants to restaurants, especially in Redondo Beach. And the Chamber of Commerce is helping tremendously in penetrating and growing that awareness about it. And I underline the word awareness when it comes to this kind of revolution. So I'm still having fun. I'm not bored yet. So
it sounds like what you're saying is that a lot of restaurant owners could use some help in getting, you know, oriented towards, you know, 3, 4, 5 different relationships that that they should be fostering and encouraging, right, that they may not be right now? In other words, the restaurant owners help.
Yes, to a certain point, yes, and I encourage it because let's give an example because I like to just throw examples out there and hash them out and then bring them in the group and more awareness. For example, when you own an apartment building that has 55 units, for example, and then you cannot be knocking the door on 55 units and collecting rent. You have to give it to a management company that has the crew that fixes the plumbing and then checks on the painting and whatever they're doing and then collecting the rent and ACHing the money to this guy and giving the owner his portion. And this is that was a revolution back then when management companies started happening. Now I'm trying to build in my own restaurant management company.
You're trying to
that
build
if you
it?
Have a yeah that it has to start from somewhere, and I'm writing on all this information I'm collecting. I have good contacts everywhere, and they're surprised I'm in the restaurant business. They think I'm cooking all day. I'm not. I'm in the restaurant industry to make it easier for restaurant owners like myself now. So I'm creating it where if you have different departments and you have a little cruise for different restaurants at different hours, then I can create a management, a restaurant management company, just like an apartment building management company, like a property management.
Interesting.
Company.
Well, we all know in this day and age, if you're not on the internet, you're going to kill yourself because you're just going to lose out on so many customers, right?
Yeah, I walked in Zena, and I walked in Zena September of last year, and the last time they updated their website was 2.5 years ago. So I'm like, how are you expecting to grow this when you don't have a website going?
Yeah. In this day and age, you just can't do that. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. So, Ray, can you give us the address for Zena's and contact information and the website?
The website is www.zenaflaminggrill.com. Closing on this, we have a vision to the public. We have a vision that the customers that come in there don't just eat food and leave. They get the experience. You can watch my 400 and some Yelp reviews on 4.7 stars, almost 5 stars. All of them, they come in and they talk about not just the food and how great it is. They talk about the experience. Where is this plate from? Is it Egyptian? Is it Jordanian? Is it Syrian? They have to know. They get the experience, and they walk out with like, wow, I didn't know this about this, where this falafel came from, or this hummus is this and like. So it's more of the experience. And our goal and vision is to get to double that reviews to 5-star, to 800, to 1,000. And the publicity online with Chef Ramsey. He's being contacted very soon for a re-show so we can create more boom and more sound. And then hopefully after that, we'll be Zena will be attractive to so many investment groups to multiply to 5-10 locations. And they're all going to be starting on Pacific Coast Highway. The vision is Pacific Coast Highway, Redondo Beach, Pacific Coast Highway, Long Beach, Pacific Coast Highway, Huntington Beach, Pacific Coast Highway, Laguna Beach. That's what's open. There's no inland plan at this point. So hopefully we can get there.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Raed. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was waiting for the call to go earlier, but better late than nothing. And you're welcome to come in to see us and get the same experience that we want you to see. There's an experience for you to see, so stay tuned.
Well, I'm thrilled to talk to an entrepreneur that is in the restaurant business who really understands that it's more than just food. It's an experience, but it's also all of these other ancillary marketing services that you really need to engage with today. Fascinating.
Yeah, this experience is all on my Yelp reviews. It's all on the smile of the customers. The customers in Redondo Beach and other areas are enjoying coming in. They're telling everybody it's different. And I'm making it different not because just the food. The food is great, but you have to inject the experience and they leave with the experience, and they talk about you, and you leave a mark in their hearts. That's the goal.
Right.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and of course, we will see you shortly, and we'll hopefully have another show with you, and of course,
yes.
Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Thank you.
The address is 1310, just like the area code. The address is just like the area code, 1310, Pacific Coast Highway.
Pacific Coast Highway. All right.
310. Thank you very much.
1310.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
All right.